702. Weekend Breakfast with Rifimwe Paganyane. Let's walk the talk.
It's 8:38 on Weekend Breakfast. I'm Rifilo Mpakanyane with you until 10 o'clock this morning. If you've just tuned in, if you've just joined us, then you're right on time to hear a conversation or to take part in a conversation with Umsaki, East London-born artist, singer, who is doing amazing things in her own right in a relatively short space of time. And she is a friend of the show. We've spoken to her before. We love her music on Weekend Breakfast. But today we're talking to Umsaki, not because of her music, not necessarily because of her own music, but her own interest in the preservation of Xhosa traditional music and helping and supporting a custodian of traditional Xhosa music. Umsaki is part of an initiative to raise money for Umama Dosini, that's Dr. Latozi Mpahleni. They're trying to raise money in order to, first of all, make sure that she is honored, that she's taken care of, but most importantly, to help build a home for Madosini, who has done so much for preserving cultural music, teaching, you know, passing on the baton to the younger generation. We know Madosini as an African, South African musician who plays traditional instruments and, you know, has done the added work of preserving that heritage and passing it on to younger people. So let's welcome Umsaki to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, guys.
It's an absolute pleasure. And of course, Umsaki, the other addition to the various titles that you've collected along the way is that you are the founder of independent label One Shushu Day as well. Please tell us how you came to this point, or what has spurred you into action and helping in rather fundraising to help build a home for Mama Dosini.
So I'm definitely not alone in this. Mm. I've been sent by a whole community of people that are musicians, fellow musicians that I've worked with her, young people that she's mentored and inspired, music organizers, just general public people that have given their services for free towards this project, architects. Mm. So it's a big community and we all come from all different walks of life. But the people that have brought us together is an organization called Rootspring, who just also picked up the same murmurs that, like, this is a need for her. And if you're close or around her, you'll know that all she wants to do is retire in her ancestral home, Elibode, and that be her resting place and how she sees out the twilight of her career and her life.
Now, she's a composer, a poet, a singer, a storyteller, and, of course, most fundamentally a teacher. And we know that she, you know, has worked many years, traveled far and wide across the world, and has, an incredible reputation and legacy behind her. What is her current situation? I remember, I'm not sure if it was in 2020 or end of 2019, where there were reports of, you know, the ill health that she had suffered whilst on tour, and whilst working abroad. What's her current status and the extent of, you know, the fundraising need that you guys are dealing with?
So she's actually quite well. She has a chronic heart illness that's not, you know, hindering her everyday life, but it's there. She's had a rupture, and that operation that she had in France, you know, was just to hold things together. So, you know, medical is definitely a need, but her first wish, you know, we're trying to help her holistically with a lot of things. And luckily, because I have this entity, this independent record label, I've solicited, you know, an amazing help from my partners at Platoon that are not only helping her, they're my distributors. And this is how, you know, I've partly been able to distribute my music independently for a while. We started working 2 years, 2 years ago, just together 2 years ago. And I told them that I come from a community. And, you know, even these artists that have come together to try and put Madosini in a better place are essentially this community that I speak of. Mm. And when I said that as an elder, we cite Madosini, Omatala Gunana, and we really just don't want them to be forsaken when they really need us the most. Mm. My partners were like, this is how we can help. So they've put on full medical. And now they're, you know, distributing her music without asking for a percentage.
Oh my.
And have come up with other you know, other solutions as well.
Yeah.
But besides that, the house is just because she is a queen, essentially. She's Dr. Lato Zimpahleni. And we feel like those titles, you know, aren't reflected in her life.
Mm.
And the fact that she is a cultural and living icon, well, a living archive of such knowledge, you know, can she have comfort? Can she have, you know, the things that she needs to be comfortable? And yeah. It's not because she hasn't tried to build a house. She has. But I think even at the time that she was, you know, preparing to use some money that she had gathered, her son passed away and then the funds, you know, got dissipated in that way.
Mm.
So we really just are trying to say, what can we do for her as a community? And if we really are as African as we say we are, we don't let our leaders and our elders suffer in the last few years of their life. We take care of them, and this must translate to us as a musical community as well.
Mm. I mean, you've alluded to her legacy and her life's work, but what does she mean? For those that aren't familiar with the work of Uma Dosini, you know, what does she mean to an artist, a young artist such as yourself? And from a cultural and heritage perspective, what's the kind of knowledge that she sits with and that she that she's been able to pass down to younger artists and musicians?
You know, just coming across her artistry and not like alone had changed my life, because she's a supreme storyteller. She's also a cultural commentator. I mean, a song like Wenuwe Goli, it seems like a simple chant, but she's basically talking about how young people go to Johannesburg and come back with HIV/AIDS, which is why the song was featured on Yesterday, that the critically acclaimed film.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, but it's her phrasing, her tone, the techniques that she has. Yoga's Ungongola, she changes her tone. She's keeping the culture of playing not only umhube and the instrument that's known in other places as the berimbau in Brazil and has another name up in North Africa that sort of ties us together as indigenous people, uadi. She plays that. She is virtuistic in how she plays that.
Mm.
You know, I don't know anybody that has that much skill. But then on top of that, she goes and teaches it to the extent that other people that she's taught have gone and made an international name and impact for themselves, you know, because of how well she's taught them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about Abantu from Amambo and Odizu Blaikis, Olungiswa Blaikis. I'm talking about Guguduma. You know, her album was just on BBC's Top 20. She released it last year, Tumama and Kecho.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've even heard you guys playing it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much, like, her, the gift that she has compounded in this generation, and we're hoping to at least say thank you to her while she's here so that we're not watching a state funeral in vain, saying she walked amongst us and we did nothing for her.
Yeah. Msaki, what a lovely endeavor that you're part of. What is the fundraising goal that you're hoping to reach?
We're trying to raise just over $1 million, which, you know, which is not a lot, because we're building her home in the rural areas, Elibode, so people have gone to survey that land and also to see how that house and the improvement of that home, you know, can bless the community. So we want to improve the water borehole system around there and see if we can at least help them have good and clean drinking water, because there's such beautiful resources there. They're just not used well by the municipality. So we are trying to raise $1.1 million. It is on Quicket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fundraising leg of Quicket. You know, Quicket is where you buy tickets, but sure, they've also got a fundraising partner to them, which is amazing, because it's a very user-friendly site. So even if you go to Quicket and you start typing Matosini, the Build Matosini Home page will come up. And there you'll find ways to give electronically. And there's also a bank account that goes straight to her family estate, which is Pumza. Her daughter is part of the committee as well. And like I said, I've been sent by a lot of people, you know, that care for her. So I'm just the mouthpiece to try and get word out. But we have to respond by giving what we can. And I think crowdfunding puts power in our hands as a community when other spaces are failing us, to say the little that you can give as an individual will build up, and we can reach that $1 million definitely. I think we can.
Msaki, all the best on with this endeavor, and you really are doing some important work, and thank you for helping to preserve and spread the word to those that don't know about the life work, the legacy of Uma Dosini. As Msaki has said, you can hop onto Quicket if there's anything you can contribute, or if you're compelled to help and take part in any way.